This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with our study of the great subject, Marriage is for Those Who Love God and One Another. And now in particular we're in the subtopic, Marriage is for Mature People, not for babies, not for those who are still emotionally, mentally, and spiritually immature. In the course of this study, we have talked about a number of marks of immaturity, and we've also talked about a number of marks of maturity. And I suggested last time, as we got into this particular point, that the culminating mark of maturity is that of possessing Christian love. And just as we closed the lesson last time, I had mentioned that love is great. Why is love great? It is great, it's greater than hope, our faith, for a number of reasons. Love is great because it is so basic. Out of love grows right action. Out of love grows obedience to God. It manifests itself. One can believe but not obey. We find this to be true in John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. Many of the rulers among the Jews believed on Jesus, but they did not confess it because they were afraid of the Pharisees. They loved the praise and the glory of men more than they did that of God. But Jesus made clear in John 14 and 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, the Apostle John declared, for this is the love of God, that you keep his commandments. You see, love results in action. It manifests itself. And where a husband and wife truly love one another with Christian love, they will show it. They'll show it in what they do. They'll show it in what they say. They will show it in what they feel. There is another great reason why love is so great, and that is, without it, other great things are worthless. The opening verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 have Paul saying this, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. If you were the greatest orator this world has ever seen or ever heard, but you spoke without love, then all of your speaking would be worth nothing in the sight of God. It is the heart of love which God demands, not merely the silver-tongued orator. A great intellect without love is worth nothing in the sight of God. A head full of knowledge is worthless without a heart full of love. One may have such faith as to cause him to move mountains, but if he doesn't have love, it is nothing. One may give away all of his money and goods, but if the action is not motivated by love, then it's worthless in God's sight. Even if we were to give our lives to take the gospel to a foreign land, but did so not being motivated by love, then it's nothing in God's sight, even though you may gain a great deal of praise from men. And Paul goes on to say, even if you give your body to be burned, but you do it without being motivated by love, then that action is worthless. And thus you can see how important love is. Study again 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. Again, love is great because with it the smallest, most important, most insignificant things become great. I have pointed out that without love, great things, other great things, are worthless. But with love, even the smallest, seemingly most insignificant things become great. If a husband buys his wife a mink coat, a diamond ring, a mansion, a fine automobile, but she knows that he does not really love her, perhaps is even being unfaithful to her, then to what do these gifts amount? The wife is not impressed with such gifts, not even if he gives her a yacht which costs $1 million. But on the other hand, if a groom gives his wife the band off a cigar for a wedding band, or a mere dollar ring that he bought in the dime store, simply because he can do no better at the time, the wife will adore that cheap little ring if, and note carefully this if she truly believes that he loves her. You have often heard it said, it is not the gift but the thought behind the gift that really counts. And certainly truer words were never spoken. The Bible teaches that love covers a multitude of sins and shortcomings. Love puts a glow on a gift or an action that simply cannot be seen by the observer who does not truly love. The true lover can put a glow on a gift or an action that the person who does not love cannot put. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study.